Lively Stone's Meditations, posted on Christmas Day, 25th December, 2022. The Adoration of the Kings. Part 3. Wise Men from the East. Reading Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the East came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Scripture makes no mention of three kings. In various versions I have looked at, we see wise men mentioned most often. The Amplified Bible has astrologers bracketed after that phrase, wise men, while others show magi, mages, scholars, and spiritual priests. The word translated as wise men is a name given by the Chaldeans, the Medes, and Persians to teachers, priests, physicians, astrologers, seers, soothsayers, sorcerers, and interpreters of dreams, as well as the other interpretations already mentioned, but not kings. As already suggested, there's a sense that any who follow Jesus are embodied in the three kings, and indeed the shepherds. That they are both shown at his birth reveals that they are aspects of his nature that we are to see. We are to be wise as kings and as caring as shepherds. As kings, we acknowledge him as King of Kings. And as shepherds, we recognize him as the Great Shepherd of the sheep. He will raise us to be kings and priests in his service and to worship him. The kings are thought by some to represent the nations of the earth and bring gifts which reveal that they recognize the divine and holy nature of the Christ child, as well as his purpose for all mankind. Priests, another translation of wise men, is the call to ministry, whatever aspect that the Holy Spirit has revealed in you. These are attributes of the true believer. These last years have seen a great intensifying of troubles afflicting this earth. Pandemic, wars, environmental disasters on an unprecedented scale, climate change, economic chaos, and so on. All this and more, coincident with a steep decline in religious faith, at least in the so-called enlightened West. Are these the products of the end of days? Perhaps. It seems more than enough to be going on with. Luke 21, verse 26 says, "Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectations of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken," when referring to the coming of the Son of Man. But our Lord tells us not to fear such things. If we are true to him, discerning the times and coming before him as believers, worshipping and paying tribute, giving adoration indeed, then let not your heart be troubled. Jesus said, "And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Now we must walk in his way as the kings that he has raised us to be. Meditate on these things. Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 to 6 says, "John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Prayer requires concentration. It is at first difficult to learn a new and better way of breathing. Consequently, we are conscious of it for a time. It is a merely conscious of what will be habit become an unconscious possession. So, in the better and new way of breathing spiritually in prayer, we shall be conscious of forming the habit, but it will soon pass into normal spiritual health. From Christian Discipline, Volume 2, by Oswald Chambers.